Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Pendleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Campbell, and Lillis drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landrum scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive towards short. Hartman catches it and throws to first to double up Banks. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Mahias moves to second. One out. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman strikes out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Lillis trying to get to home. Hubbs throws to Burpell who tags Lillis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pendleton fields the ball and throws to Bruce covering. Safe. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Hartman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 0-for-1 in the game. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mahias is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Warwick throws the ball into Hartman, who tags Landrum trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Heist moves to second. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0-for-2 in the game. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Burkell moves to second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hartman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mahias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Anderson now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mahias moves to third. Barney Schultz now pitching. Norm Larker pinch hits for Jim Campbell. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. Al Spangler pinch hits for Carl Warwick. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is walked intentionally. Billy Goodman pinch hits for J.C. Hartman. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mahias scores. Aspromonte moves to third. Spangler moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Astros, 2. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is walked intentionally. Hal Smith pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Spangler moves to third. Goodman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.